collaboration, but are you during this, especially specifically the free agency period here, are you like kind of like a cheerleader in terms of like where you want Howie to go with it, and where do you kind of weigh in, or where do you, which way do you side in terms of going out and getting guys that can help you right away versus waiting until the draft?
It's a fine line. You know, number one, Howie mentioned in his comments there, you're looking at those 26 and 27 year old players who, as we know in free agency, as he mentioned, you know, you can overpay, and that's kind of what free agency has turned into. But at the same time, you know, we need to evaluate and make sure it's the right fit for us when we bring players in. You know, Brandon Brooks, right fit. Rodney McLeod, right fit. Guys that we want to, you know, bring in and help us win right away. But long term, you can't do that every year. You still have to build it through this process here and through the draft.
How different is the mindset this year compared to last year in terms of just having that franchise quarterback already established?
It is different. You know, last year, obviously at this time, that was kind of our focus was making sure we had that position, and then you know, now going forward, now it's a matter of adding talent on both sides of the ball, not just on offense, but both sides, and making sure that we're doing our due diligence to help our roster from the bottom up, really, and adding that depth and that talent that we need.
Is it tough, kind of like having to have that patience to kind of build long term, as opposed to, like, you know, maybe going out and getting somebody in free agency who can kind of help you right away? I mean, is that
it's tough. It's tough, but you know, it starts at the top with us, with Mr. Lurie, and you know, giving us the resources and the ability to build this thing. And you know, again, I go back to what Howie mentioned. You know, you learn from past pluses and minuses, and you take away from that to build your team. And at the same time, you know, it's the best available, and that's, I'm a big believer in that. You know, and no matter what position that might be, and you just got to continue to find those players, and again, add that depth to your roster.
Doug, do you expect Jason Kelce to be back next year?
I do.
You do expect him to be back?
Yes.
Has the decision been made?
Listen, he's a player that's under contract, and you know, a Pro Bowl player, and he's been a tremendous asset to the team. So yeah.
And if Howie were to say, you know, we're going to move him or something, like,
you know, it's one thing that the relationship that Howie and I have with all our players is you know, he trusts us as coaches to make, or with these players all the time, and you know, he trusts the decisions that we make and in the comments and things that we make, and that's it. So it's not just he's going to come in and pull the trigger, you know, on players, and it's just not what's going to happen.
You're getting more production at wide receiver. Can you trust a rookie to do that, or does an established player need to provide that immediate help?
Well, a veteran player, obviously, who has game experience, can maybe add help right away. But at the same time, we have a young quarterback who, if we can bring young talent in, and we have young talent on our roster now who need to have more production, they need to get better. Nelson, we mentioned Nelson. Nelson is one of those players, and he knows this. I mean, he knows. I mean, it wasn't his best season. And so we have young players that we can develop. But at the same time, we're constantly evaluating every position, as we've said. We want to create that competition again this year. And just add that depth at that position.
As far as DGB, there were questions when you acquired him about whether it was the personality, the work ethic, understanding the playbook, things of that nature. What did you see there in terms of how he worked and his acclimation to the offense?
Well, when we got him, it was, you know, obviously towards the end of training camp, and he was kind of thrust in there towards the end and kind of learning our playbook and you know, as the season went along, we kept kind of increasing his role a little bit. It'll be great for him. This offseason will be big for him to come in. And again, someone that we expect, you know, big things from. He's a big player. He's a big target. Showed signs of that last year, and we expect that, you know, to get better this year.
Your plan for managing Jason Peters worked very well. I mean, he played all 16 games, yep. played very well. Are you confident he's got at least one more good year?
I do. I again, it, you know, I echo what Howie mentioned earlier, the fact that, He's such a valuable part of our team. He's a Pro Bowl left tackle, and that's where he's going to stay. And I feel confident that we can do that again this year.
Doug, you seem like you got the majority of guys to buy into your culture change. How important is it?
It seems like all of them, I guess. I don't know. I didn't talk to them.
I hope it's all of them.
Yeah. How important is it, though? Does that factor into whether they keep certain guys because of their leadership?
I don't think that really. They're either going to buy in or they're not. And you know, I've been a big believer that too, because I've played in this league, that players end up releasing themselves. If you want to play and have a great career in the National Football League, you buy in early and you do everything you can to help your football team win. So we were fortunate last year, and I was excited to see how our team really responded, even through that adversity throughout the year, to bounce back and win our last two football games against, you know, two playoff teams that, gives us a good momentum now going into the season.
Doug, speaking of leadership, who are some players already on the roster you're confident will be here next year and beyond that you can kind of look at the cornerstones of the roster, help you build your culture?
Well, you know, obviously we got several guys under contract, but, you know, you lean on the Jason Peters, you lean on the Carson Wentz on our roster. Those are guys now. I mean, and I say Carson because he's the quarterback. He's sort of the face of the franchise now, and he wants that responsibility. He wants to be the more vocal going forward. I think a locker room, and it goes back to the character issue that was mentioned earlier. I think that you bring in good character guys that buy into what you're selling. It sort of bleeds out to everybody, and it's not just one person or one group that has to be the guy, you know, because nobody likes to stand up and, you know, be the cheerleader or the rah-rah guy, but yet they want guys that work hard every day in practice and play through pain, play through injury, and show that toughness, and that's what you want out of your team.
As far as character, obviously each is case by case, but there are some teams that have non-starters. For instance, some teams have a domestic violence policy where they say they're not allowing a player with that on their roster. Are there any non-starters with the Eagles in that regard?
No.
So everything's case by case?
Case by case, yeah.
When you look at decisions that have to be made on defense, as far as like guys like Connor Barwin or, you know, Kendricks or whoever, you know, Pios McCalvin, how much of that input like comes from you as opposed to maybe Jim Schwartz, and how much, like, does he have more of a say than, let's say, someone on offense would?
Well, they're with them more than we are. They're defensive players, obviously, but at the same time, we're all evaluating, you know, everybody. So you take everybody's opinion, in this business that you end up making tough choices one way or the other. Bottom line is you're still trying to improve and making those decisions to improve your roster.
Like, are you kind of leaning on Jim as far as like helping you make those decisions with the guys on defense?
Yeah, and you know, Jim obviously being in my shoes, has that experience doing that too. I'd listen to his opinion. Yeah.
Is 240 pounds too heavy for a running back? I mean,
240?
I mean, that's what Fournette weighed at today.
He was a big kid. I don't think so. He's very dynamic. I'm watching him on film, it'll be exciting to see how he runs and moves in the next couple of days. Yeah.
Because of injuries, Byron Marshall got a chance to play some snaps towards the end. What were your impressions of him, and do you think he has a chance to play a bigger role in this offense going forward?
Byron did a great job starting out, practice squad, and then just kind of sitting back and watching and learning. And, you know, that's the one thing about practice squad, and that's my message to practice squad players is, listen, you're a player or two away from being active and playing, and he really handled it extremely well. I look forward again going forward to seeing what he can do this spring, competing again in that running back room and seeing what he can do now that he's got a year. It's like he's got a year under his belt. He understands our offense, and I'm looking forward to him, contributing this spring.
It's said to be a deep tight end class. It looks like you have three tight ends coming back. Is there room for a fourth tight end in that rotation, or is that a position where you sit out?
To have four is hard, but to have four or five to create competition is good. And so, again, that's another position that we want to look at because, obviously there's some good ones in this class. And, but it's hard to keep four on your 53, especially if you got needs at other spots.
Do you regret not having a fullback on the roster last year?
I don't. And the reason I grew up – yeah, thanks. I grew up in a world with a fullback being a big part of it. And you see nowadays a lot of teams are in more of that 11 personnel, sub, you're seeing more offensive linemen, as you saw last year with us, being in those positions, or even a third tight end, sometimes even a second tight end being in that role. So I think the position has changed a little bit, and I'm okay with not having one.
But you're open to having one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to having one. I'm not opposed to it if it helps our team.
You mentioned earlier Fournette, 240 pounds. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, you got a guy like a Donnell Pumphrey, 176, or even Joe Williams, McCaffrey. Is there a space for a guy like that in your offense?
I look at Darren Sproles. He might be a little thicker guy, but these guys don't get hit. They don't get hit hard. They're elusive. They're quick and they're shifty. And you just don't see those guys getting hit and taking the pounding like a 240-pound back can do. Ryan Matthews is that type of back. He's bigger, he's more physical, he can take the wear and tear, where these guys are, if they know how to get hit, they know how to get hit, and they don't get hit hard.
When you look at like wide receivers in the draft, is there like a specific style that you favor, a guy who can a speed guy as opposed to maybe a guy who can go up and get the ball?
I really don't look at that as much as just, putting on his film. How well does he run routes? Does he understand coverage? Does he catch the football, obviously, is a big factor. And is he a playmaker? And I think with the way, the receiver position has kind of grown over the years, sure, you're still going to have your bigger Julio Jones-type guys, the A.J. Green-type guys. But it seems like the smaller, niftier, short to intermediate route runner is kind of the trend, and because pass rushers are getting smaller and lighter and quicker and coming off the edge. So if you're going to spread the field and be in a lot of empty formations, you better get the ball out of your hand. And so you need those little quicker guys underneath.
From your perspective, what does this team need?
What do we need?
Yeah.
I think we, obviously I'm just going to, it's a blanket statement, but it's true. It's we're going to evaluate every position. We're gonna pick the best available, whether it's in free agency or the draft, and we're gonna better our roster that way. And we're gonna create competition again going into training camp, and then pick the best 53 at the end of the day.
Thanks.